Hi, Sensei here, otherwise known as your freaking teacher, which is why you have to listen to me. Here at Dream Views, we have quite a few things that we tell new people that is just, a lot of them are helpful and they're good, but a lot of them are, I wouldn't say half-truths, but they're just not telling you a lot of things I think we need to get out of the way in order for someone to understand what's ahead of them if they are wanting to start lucid dreaming. Now, this whole thing is going to be titled, I wish someone would have told me when I first started lucid dreaming. Or when I first started lucid dreaming, I wish someone would have told me. I haven't decided yet. You'll see it. It'll be up there. And I'll just be saying a few different things that I wish someone would have told me when I first started lucid dreaming. That this. Now, my biggest thing was actually, I wish someone would have told me that about Dream Views. I did not know about it for about 6 or 7 months. No, wait, 4 or 5 months after I lucid dreamed and started looking up lucid dreaming stuff. So I missed out on a couple of months of Dream Views at the start. That would have been very helpful. And another thing was Exploring the World of Lucid Dreams by Stephen LaBerge. Now, there's a lot of good things out there now. There was before too, but that one was the one that helped me out, and I think that it's a good core, it's a good start for a lot of people. And whenever we look at lucid dreaming, we always say one thing, is it difficult? Now, it depends on what you want out of lucid dreaming. If you want to become a lucid dreamer, then yes, it is difficult. If you want to have a lucid dream, it's not that difficult. Every lucid dream isn't hard to get. It's hard to become a lucid dreamer. The idea is that, think about it like basketball. Is it hard to play basketball? Nope. Not really. I mean, you just have to learn the rules and you're good. Same thing with lucid dreaming. You learn some rules, you're good. So when I first started lucid dreaming, I wish someone would have told me how hard it is to lucid dream and how easy it is. I was mainly just told how easy it was. They're just like, oh, I just got to sleep and you do this. And it's like, okay. And then it starts getting frustrating because you were told this was easy. Not realizing that you should be super excited whenever you get one because it is hard. And it's, you know, it's going to be a trying time. Now, if you just want one lucid dream and then you're going to be good forever and ever, then it's going to be easy. All you need is one lucid dream. But if you want to lucid dream every night, that's going to take like hard work, determination, all sorts of things, all of the hard things that, you know, the reason that we have like speeches on everything about those, trying to get people riled up about it, because hard work and determination are hard. That's why half of America is obese. Actually, I think it's more than half, is because it's not hard to not eat a cheeseburger. It's not hard to eat a salad. It's not hard to do this stuff, but it's hard to continue doing it every day. And it's not hard to go and work out. It's not hard to run. It might be hard to run for some people, but it's not hard to go to the gym. It's hard to continue doing these things every day, because if you want change in your life, it can't just be a project. It has to be a process. So it is going to be hard. If you want to become a lucid dreamer, if you want to actually accomplish things with your lucid dreams, and I mean accomplish in the fact of accomplish things that you want to accomplish. Now, you may lucid dream for a year, you could probably get, if you had like a specific goal, then yeah, you could probably get that one goal done probably within the first 3 or 4 months. Now, if you had a specific goal of wanting to, you know, have a world that you continue to go back to, it's going to take a little bit longer. I mean, some people are a lot better at that than I am, but it's taken me a long time to set up a world that I can continue to go back to. And I still don't even like the world that I set up, because I didn't mean to set it up. It was something someone else set up for me, a dream character set up and basically gave to me. I mean, which sounds awesome, but it really isn't, because I don't like the world. It's an old world. It's kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say it's dying, but it's got a hero and it's got all sorts of things, so it doesn't need me. I mean, the witches are rampant. I was thinking about destroying all of them before I leave. Or destroying the whole world. I haven't decided yet, still. It's not difficult. It's not difficult to lucid dream. It's not difficult to do something fun that you want to do in a lucid dream. It's not difficult to do any of that stuff. It's difficult to continue doing this. Now, if you want lucid dreams for the rest of your life, it's going to be hard. If you want lucid dreams for the rest of this year, that's fine. Just, you know, set a time that you are able to do it for. But I wish somebody would have told me when I first started lucid dreaming, I'm switching up to something else, how fun it was and how much it sucked. And those seem contradictory. Now, you kind of, whenever you join DreamViews, you do kind of get that vibe. The, oh, it sucks and it's super fun. Same exact time. Now, I wish someone would have told me that there will be times that lucid dreaming is just the worst thing in the world. And I mean, like, I mean, it gets bad. Not the lucid dreams. Mostly not the lucid dreams. I mean, you'll have some lucid dreams that will leave definitely a bad taste in your mouth. Sometimes they taste of copper, which, I mean, if you read books, you know what that means. But that's not what I'm really talking about. What I'm talking about is you just, some days, you don't want to move forward. You don't want to continue lucid dreaming. It doesn't sound fun. You're forcing yourself to do it for no reason whatsoever other than the fact that you're afraid that the future you is going to be mad at you if you quit. But then you also hear people talking about how amazing it is. Now, I wish someone would have told me that both of these things are true at all times. Like, sometimes lucid dreaming is just so terrible. But then sometimes you just have these dreams that are the most amazing thing you've ever had. Like, you just, you enjoy the experience so much. It's amazing. But then sometimes even the experience isn't great. It's not just lacking, but it's not fun. It's energy depriving. Now, the further you get into lucid dreaming, it's harder and easier at the same time, kind of. Sometimes you just, if you're having a lucid dream every single night, you're not going to be as susceptible to being super sad or annoyed about lucid dreaming too much. But if you have, you know, in the first probably a year, I'd say, is that's when a lot of people drop off. Most everyone drops off after the first year, before the first year is up, just because it's, the dry spells are so long. You might go a month without lucid dreaming, you know, you might go 3 weeks or 2 weeks without lucid dreaming. It can hurt you so much. Like, why am I doing this? It hurts so bad because you're putting so much effort into it and you're not getting a lucid dream out of it. And so yeah, I wish someone would have told me how much it sucked and how awesome it is. And when I first started lucid dreaming, I wish someone would have told me to dream journal with a purpose. If you've read anything about lucid dreaming, you've seen people talk about dream journaling. Now, if you want to remember your dreams that you've already had, then dream journaling is fine. That's all it's going to do, is it's going to help you remember the dreams that you've already had. Now, it will help you get a little better at recall, but not as much as you think. Honestly, the best thing for recall for you, I'd like to stop there. It's blank. It's actually blank. I'm sorry. Dream journaling is supposed to be a tool in order for you to find these things. What the best thing is for your recall. That's what a dream journal is supposed to help you find. After you're having 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 dreams in one night, and they're all 30 or 40 minutes long, it's just like, oh my gosh, I can't write all of this down. I don't have the hours in a day. That's when you might start, you know, thinking about, okay, what am I doing for recall besides dream journaling that's working? And what I do is I write down tags every night, and that's all I do. I just write down tags. If I enjoyed the dream enough to want to write it down later for future enjoyment, I do. But if not, then screw it. I don't need it. Not all dreams are worth remembering. And a lot of people will disagree with me. And honestly, I think that it would be nice if all of my dreams were automatically recorded down. But they're not worth my time for remembering. Yes, they would be enjoyable to have and to be able to go back and read. But as it is now, too much time. Which sounds like terrible. So I don't dream journal. I do some tags throughout the night so that I can remember my dreams in the morning, and I have other things that can help me remember my dreams. But I don't really dream journal. So dream journal with a purpose. You're also supposed to be able to use your dream journal to write down enough information to figure out what styles of lucid dreaming you're working for, like what's working for you. Focus on your strengths. You should be able to find your strengths pretty easily after a few weeks of dream journaling. Honestly, like 2 or 3 weeks of dream journaling, you should see a raise in awareness when I do this. I should see a lowering in awareness when I do this. It should all be there in your dream journal. If you're not doing it right, or if you're not getting stuff out of it, then you're not doing it right. And so we move on to the next one. When I first started lucid dreaming, I wish no one would have told me about the limits. Now, these are the limits of mainly dreams, but some lucid dreaming limits. Now, some of the things that people told me just was like, oh my gosh, like unbelievable. Like, I could not believe that people would have one lucid dream a night when I first started lucid dreaming. And then I started meeting people that had 6 or 7 lucid dreams a night, and it blew me away. But then that became the limit in my head. Now, I've had 13 lucid dreams in one night. It was a dial, but I've also had 6 dials in a night before, you know, like, so I feel like this limit, these limits for those are, they hurt people. And then, of course, there's the limit for amount of dreams you can have in a night. Well, there's only 5 REM periods, so you can only have 5 dreams, technically. Yeah, but there's NREM dreams, and there's all sorts of stuff, and we also believe in time dilation. Time dilation is something that I think is quite interesting, because a lot of people think is very, very impossible, and I feel like it doesn't make any sense why it wouldn't be possible, so, yeah. Time dilation, I'm a big fan, sorry. So I think that you could have innumerable amount of dreams in a night. I think there's no limit. Think that imagination station's the only limit. When I first started lucid dreaming, I wish that somebody would have told me. Let me think. Because I'm thinking about sleep paralysis. I wish someone would have told me about sleep paralysis sooner. Now, since I was. It took me a few months to get to DreamViews. The month that I got, or not the month, the day that I got on DreamViews was the day that Sleep Paralysis Explained came out. And explains what sleep paralysis is, the rematonia, and how it's not needed for lucid dreaming. It is a simple technique that someone uses, and it's really, unless you can induce sleep paralysis on yourself without lucid dream technique, it's going to be harder to do that than it is going to be to induce a lucid dream, so it's completely useless for a lucid dreamer. 99% of the time. And it's one of the big reasons that people quit lucid dreaming as well, is because people are afraid of sleep paralysis, because honestly, not being able to move is bloody scary. So, sleep paralysis. I wish someone would have told me more about that. Sooner. I wish when I first started lucid dreaming that someone would have explained to me, not the limits, but just about what I could expect at certain lucid dream amounts. It's something that I have, it's not really a chart of, like, how many lucid dreams, like, you'll be, oh, now you can do telekinesis or anything like that, but, generally, you have everybody has about the certain amount of abilities that unlock at certain times. Not, like, the same ability, but, like, their amount of abilities they can have, the amount of places that they've gone and stuff all go up, but, there's also this percentage that I've put on things, there's a few different places I see falling aways at, and that's when I really try to buckle down and make sure that I don't fall away from lucid dreaming. After 3 or 4 lucid dreams is a really, really big one. 3 or 4 lucid dreams, most people quit. That's probably the majority of people that sign up for DreamViews last 3 or 4 lucid dreams, and then they're gone. After that, there's 20 or 25 lucid dreams. A lot of people quit after 20 or 25 lucid dreams just because the, I don't know, it's about 6-month mark for most people. They've 6 months or to a year, they've just been spending a lot of time and they haven't gotten much out of it. You know, they've only done a few goals. They've only, you know, they keep trying this task of the month stuff. They've gotten it once or twice or something. It's just like, it doesn't seem worth their time. It's starting to fade away. It's been long enough that it's not new and fresh. Now, you get to 50 lucid dreams. 50 lucid dreams is also one where people seem to fade away at. And this is about there. I think this is about around there. Now, 50 lucid dreams, it's ridiculous to me because I had this rule: whenever I get to every 50, I'm excited, because then I realize that the next 50 is going to take less time. So was the last 50 worth it? And so every time I hit another 50, which I'm getting ready to hit 850, I think, yeah, 850. Every 50 is easier. Every single 50 is easier. It makes it so much easier. But 50, a lot of people leave. Most of the time, they don't leave dream views. They take a break from lucid dreaming, and they never come back. They pop in every once in a while. They start trying to do some competitions and stuff. They make it about halfway through, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, stuff keeps coming up. It's not as important to them as it used to be. All right, so at 100, there is a big change. Now, at 100, people don't... they don't just stop lucid dreaming. They don't quit lucid dreaming accidentally. They weren't like, oh, you know, I was putting the effort in, but then I just lost it, you know? It just doesn't disappear from their lives. They've spent probably a year of their lives working on lucid dreaming. It doesn't just disappear. It's part of them now. And they generally make the decision to give it up. They make the decision that it's no longer worth it for them. That one's really sad. Yeah, well, you're really, really sad. Because the further up you get, the more you realize what it takes to lucid dream. Especially, like, personally, you realize how much it's going to take of your life. Because you think at 100 lucid dreams that you're going to be doing all of these things. But think of it not like 100 lucid dreams. Think of it as playing basketball 100 times. You're not this crazy god man because you've played basketball 100 times. Whenever I used to play basketball, I used to play 10 times a week. And I was not crazy amazing good. I was all right. I was competitive at it. I was played at a competitive high school level, but that didn't make me the best ever. Just 100, you know? You need thousands to be the best. Just play basketball thousands of times, tens of thousands of times. Which I didn't have it in me. I never really wanted to be the best. I wanted to be good. But anyways, then the next falling out is around 300. I see a lot of people around 300 leave. And usually, actually, what happens here is kind of sad. It's like the same thing every time. It's college. College is just this big... sucks them in, takes them away. Yeah, college is a big sucker. And like, you guys are thinking, well, I'm young, I'm old, what happens when I hit college? Like, what's gonna happen there? I don't know. It just always seems that 300, only a big change in your lifestyle is gonna really take it away from you at that point. Like, it's not gonna be something small. It's not gonna be something just like, oh, well, my job changed, leaving. I know job change is big for some people. And, I mean, I know a lot of people would not agree with how, like, that it's always possible to continue trying really hard, even if life is hard and, like, bad things happen. But, I mean, whenever I first started lucid dreaming, it was 9 months later that I had my first child, Lasana. And then it was 17 months later I had my second child, Arrow, which leaves me with two children. And I mean, I haven't had a backseat lucid dreaming experience. I haven't had this, you know, well, I'm just kind of trying a little bit. You guys have seen me. I've had jobs. I was going to college for a little while, for a year of that. I was going to college and working full time while my wife was pregnant. Like, that is like the three most stressful things in the world. And you guys might not agree with me, but that's some of the most stressful things I've dealt with. How's that? And I watch two children all day long now. That's what I do. Unless, of course, I'm delivering pizzas on the weekend. But what I'm saying is that a big change has to come. Something big enough for you to think that it's going to take away your lucid dreaming, and you agree that it will. And then there's 500. And I think at 500, there's only one reason that people are going to stop lucid dreaming. And it's pretty obvious. It's they give up. It's not a big change in their lifestyle. It's just this somber defeat. because they've realized something that I hated, and I knew it was coming too, because I did this like list thing of numbers way before I started lucid dreaming, or not before I started, before I got to 500. But I knew it was gonna come. I knew that 500, this huge depression, you're halfway to 1,000. Halfway to 1,000. Halfway. And 1,000 lucid dreams doesn't mean much to you guys. That's just a number that's up there. But it does when you're at 500 and when you've talked to people that have gotten more than 1,000. I know that after like Oreo hit 1,000, the next year he hit 1,000 in 1 year. And the next year after that he hit 2,000 that year. Like, insanity ensues after 1,000. 1,000 is like, that's my goal. I'm 150 away. Like, I am so close to 1,000. But at 500, I wasn't so close. I stopped being a dream guide for a little while because I knew. I realized it was coming. I knew it was going to be bad. I said, this is not good. This is bad times. 1,000 is not... 500 is not good. Stopped being a dream guide for a little while. And then I had my son. Did I have my son? Yeah, I did have... it might have been a little before that. No. It was after. My son was coming in 3 months or 4 months. Am I at 850? I need to count up my lucid dreams. I haven't counted them up in a while. I need to figure out exactly where I'm at. But anyways, so my son's coming, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't know. You know, should I continue? It's not this. You know, I'm at 500. Holy crap! This is the most exciting thing ever. It's like I'm at 500, and I've spent 2 years of my life doing this, and I have 2 kids. And when I started, I didn't. And I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's happened before. I've never seen someone give up. Like, I've seen some people give up around 500, 600, maybe 650. But after that, I've never really seen anybody give up. You rarely see people at 700s. It's a rare sight. And I think the reason is because after 500, they've decided that, well, they know what they're doing. Obviously, they know how to get lucid. And then there's 1,000. After 1,000 lucid dreams, as I said before, you're not this god of lucid dreaming, but you know how to lucid dream. After 1,000 times of playing basketball, you're not going to like just forget about all the times that you play basketball. You're not just going to lose all of it in one go. It actually, you know, like, you just, it's so much no longer worth it for you to quit at all, because it doesn't take less effort. It takes the same effort, it just takes specific effort, and you know that specific effort. After 1,000 lucid dreams, I just say chaos ensues. You don't see extremely many people staying after 1,000 lucid dreams, staying on dream views. I will try to stay on dream views after 1,000 lucid dreams. I'm hoping that I will be as good as I hope when I get to 1,000. I'm already at more than one on night on average. I don't know, I've been hitting about 7 a week, but I'm stepping up my game right now, and I'm trying to kick some butt here this next month. I really need to add up my lucid dreams. Figure out exactly how close I am to 1,000. I want to have a major dream party when I hit 1,000. But anyways, so 1,000 is my goal. That is my goal. Like, that is all I've wanted since I started lucid dreaming. I didn't want to end at 1,000. I just knew that 1,000 was gonna change. And I know it's continually changing as you get closer and closer to 1,000, obviously. Things don't just change after one lucid dream, hit 1,000. Maybe it does. Maybe like some fairy god comes to you and it doesn't allow you to actually talk to people about it. Because it's always the fairies. Now, this has just been my podcast about what I think everybody should know whenever they start lucid dreaming. It's going to be hard. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Now, one thing that I like to say is that this has different ideas for whoever you are, is that a lucid dream is just a dream in which you know you're dreaming. Now, if you think of dreams as some ethereal, metaphysical idea, then that's what a lucid dream is to you as well. But if you think of dreams as just something that happens in your head, realizing you're dreaming is not going to change that, I don't believe. So just think of lucid dreams. So if you're a person that thinks that dreams are perfectly fine, then lucid dreams are perfectly fine. I know a lot of people that have troubles with lucid dreams. They think that they're evil. Or a lot of people are afraid that lucid dreams are going to give them nightmares. there's not a higher chance of having a nightmare when you're lucid, but I can tell you right now, that's something I wish someone would have told me. Look up some lucid nightmares later. I don't know if it's just reading some of those accounts are some of the worst things I've ever read, and having a lucid nightmare or three. And yes, I say three because it's not like, oh, I think I had a lucid nightmare. Lucid nightmares are some of the worst things in the world. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you have a lucid nightmare, it's not going to scar you for life, but it will definitely leave an imprint on you for life. And I am a crazy person. I love nightmares. I think they're insane, and I love whenever... I don't know if it's the actual nightmare, but that waking up and the feeling of relief, it makes me love nightmares so much. And it's so much different with lucid dreaming. Because in the dream, you know that it's a nightmare. Now, that means you can wake yourself up most of the time. Basically, just the ins and outs of lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is not extremely complex as people make it out to be, but induction and everything, there's so many different things about it. Lucid dreams have made me cry. I've seen things so beautiful that I can't even begin to describe them. I've seen dream characters so beautiful I can't even begin to describe them. Like, and they don't even seem like they're shaped like humans anymore. It's like watching a beautiful sunset of a human. Like, it is insane. Like, I can't... it's insane. It's so... And that's my last thing, is that I wish somebody would have told me when I first started lucid dreaming that it's all worth it. And you may be like, you just told me all this stuff. It's, you don't know if it's worth it. This. But that's something I think... I don't think that lucid dreaming is going to make you a better person or make you be able to figure out your life problems. But as far as hobbies go, why would you want to do anything else? I mean, it's so amazing, and you can use it to supplement other hobbies. And I said that one was my last thing, but actually I got another one. It's even more epic. it really is. It's the one that I wanted to end on, but I kind of forgot about it existing. Something my wife told me a while ago, because me and my wife, we share a dream, and... share a dream in life, a vision, an idea, and it's something we all, like, we've both kind of decided when we were married, is that no matter where we are, we're not going to change our ideas or visions in life unless it's together, because we believe that marriage is two people that have the same vision going the same way with God, and they have the same foundation, they have the same path. That's why you have to see each other as equals, not, you know, like, tormenting over my wife like this crazy man. We're equals, we're together under Christ. And if you have any questions about that, obviously PM me. I'm not trying to give you guys this huge lecture on how Christian life is the best, even though I do believe that because of the peace that comes with it, but whatever. Yeah, you get a whoosh, throw in peace with Jesus, like, that's awesome. But anyways, okay, yeah, just message me if you have any questions about that. But the last thing, and it's something my wife showed me, it says, don't give up on any dream because of the time that it takes to accomplish it, because the time is going to pass anyways. And I thought it was beautiful, made me cry, and if you know me, I cry all the freaking time. Like, I cried today, I was watching Scrubs for the third time, like, the third time I've watched through the whole thing on Netflix, and, is so beautiful. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know if you've seen the last episode where JD is, a mad, like, he's going through the mad. I don't want to give anything away to those who haven't seen the series that ended 10 years ago. But JD's, like, imagining this last thing, and he says, you know, he says, like, I'm sorry, I'm tearing up now. Basically, he says that, why can't this one dream come true? You know, of all of his fantasies and everything, why not this one coming true? And it's a beautiful song. It's so sad. Oh my gosh, I love it so freaking much. Like, I love things that make me cry. They're the best. Except for people that make me cry. If they, like, stab me, I try to love them, but it's very difficult for me even. And I love people. That's why I do what I do. I love people so much. Anyways, so if you have any questions or anything, obviously send me a message. There is a lot of things on the site that are helping people out. Mentors is a huge deal. We have people will, if you want to ask somebody that you see that's lucid dreaming really well, if they'll mentor you, generally they will. A lot of people only take on one mentor though. But the one place that you can always get some good advice and good help is the Dream Views Academy. Now the Dream Views Academy is it's a beautiful and wonderful place that you can just post who you are, what your experience with lucid dreaming has been, and honestly, I would say just ask questions. Ask as many questions. If it's just a crazy question, just ask it. And if you're not getting any specific answers from those people, because sometimes they do take a little while to answer, is because a lot of times they're waiting for somebody else to answer the question. But if you don't get an answer then, just message me. But if you don't get an answer from them, specifically ask a specific person, or ask two specific people instead of just kind of shooting it out there. Like if you have one person, a mentor above you, that you're getting a lot of good advice and that seems to be helping you, ask him some more questions, or her, him or her. Oh gosh, this person behind me is like shining their brights on me. So that's all I have. Thank you for listening. Again, I am Sensei, and this has been 30 minutes of awesomeness. Bye.